El Club del Country, a www.clubdelcountry.com.
Segona part del Club del Country per aquesta setmana, un programa doncs diferent en el qual donem la veu a molts protagonistes de la història de la música country, com per exemple Emmylou Harris, que des d'un àlbum molt eclèctic publicat l'any 1983, el White Shoes, en el qual s'hi podien trobar versions rockeres com el Diamonds Are a Girl's Best Friend, una versió country del tema de Donna Summer a On the Radio, o aquesta versió de Sandy Denny de Like an Old Fashioned Waltz. Aquest àlbum en va arribar al número 9 de les llistes americanes d'aquell moment. Hem sentit, doncs, a Emmylou Harris des del 1983 amb Like an Old Fashioned Waltz, aquesta cançó que acabem de sentir. Anem molt més enrere. Ara mateix ens perdem amb els orígens del que és la música country tal com la coneixem avui en dia. In the Shadow of Clich Mountain, el nou dels discos que formaven part d'aquesta recopilació de The Carter Family. You Better Let That Liar Alone. Sentim-lo. És de fa molt temps enrere.
Just let me tell you how a liar will do. He's always coming with something new. He'll steal your heart with a false pretense, making out like he's your bosom friend. If you don't want to get in trouble, if you don't want to get in trouble, if you don't want get in trouble, better let that liar alone. When a liar takes an ocean to fend and prove, he'll lay around his neighbors and get the news. And nearly every day when you look out, you can see that liar coming through your house. If you don't want to get in trouble, if you don't want get in trouble if you don't want. Get in trouble, better let that liar alone. He'll tell you such a lie, it'll surprise your mind. He'll mix a little truth for to make it shine. When he gets his business fixed just right, then that liar's going to cause a fight. If you don't want to get in trouble, if you don't want to get in trouble, if you don't want to get in trouble, better let that liar alone. Studies up a lie, he'll tell it so smooth, he'll think absolutely that it must be true. And he'll urge you out for to trace the tale, and if you don't mind, you'll be put in jail. If you don't want to get in trouble, if you don't want to get in trouble, if you don't want to get in trouble, better let that liar alone. Everything's in perfect peace, then comes that liar with his deceit. A hypocrite and liar both keeps up a fuss. They're both very bad, but a liar's the worst. If you don't want to get in trouble, if you don't want to get in trouble, if you don't want to get in trouble, better let that liar alone.
Silenci, sisplau, perquè estem parlant de llegendes autèntiques del món de la música country i de la música en general. A.P. Carter en va portar a Sarah i a Maybelle Carter a enregistrar un 27 d'agost de l'any 1927. Van fer el viatge des de Macy's Spring a Virginia fins a Bristol, Tennessee, per enregistrar amb el productor Ralph Peer algunes cançons. Després, l'any 1928, van enregistrar unes altres cançons a Camden, a New Jersey, entre les quals es trobava aquesta que acabem de escoltar. Aquesta cançó, doncs, va ser enregistrada l'any 1928. Aviat farà 100 anys. You better let that liar alone. No van cobrar res per enregistrar tota una sèrie de cançons que al cap de poc temps es van convertir en llegendàries. Només van firmar un contracte en el qual rebrien alguns drets sobre aquestes cançons si se n'arribava a vendre alguna. Alguna? Al cap de dos anys, el 1930, havien venut més de 300.000 còpies de les seves cançons. 300.000. I estem parlant del 1930, pràcticament en plena recessió americana. Acabem d'escoltar The Carter Family. Anem a la... no a l'actualitat, però sí al country contemporani, amb una de les veus que els darrers 30 anys ha marcat camí en el món del country. És Reba McEntire, Up on the House Top.
Up on the house top, the reindeer paws. Jumped good old Santa Claus down through the chimney with lots of toys, off of the little ones' Christmas joys. Ho, 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 who wouldn't know? Ho, 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 who wouldn't go? Up on the housetop, click, 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 down through the chimney with old Saint Nick. First comes the stocking of little Nell. Dear Santa, feel it well. Give her a dolly that laughs and cries, one that will open and shut her eyes. Ho, 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 who wouldn't know? Ho, 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 who wouldn't go? Up on the housetop, click, 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 down through the chimney with those Aunt Nick. The stocking of little Will. Oh, just see what a glorious feel. Here is a hammer and lots of tacks, also a ball and a whip that cracks. Ho, 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 who wouldn't know? Ho, 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 who wouldn't go? Up on the housetop, click, 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 down through the
chimney with old Sam Nick. Up on the housetop, click, click, click. Down through the chimney with old Sam Nick.
Acabem d'escoltar aquesta cançó fantàstica i és que se'ns acosten èpoques per escoltar aquesta música. És Reba McEntire, Up on the Housetop, com hem dit, una de les legendàries artistes del country dels darrers anys. Ens ha acompanyat aquesta artista nascuda el 28 de març del 1955. Ho va fer-ho a Kiowa, a Oklahoma, als Estats Units. Acabem d'escoltar una de les cançons que pertanyien al seu àlbum Christmas Collection, col·lecció de Nadal de l'any 2005. I ja que hem parlat de Reba McEntire, una de les artistes destinades a substituir-la a l'estrellat de la música country femenina, és aquesta cantant nascuda el 13 de desembre del 1989. Taylor Allison Swift va néixer a Wyomissing, a Pennsylvania, i ens acompanya amb una cançó d'aquest 2010. Today was a fairy tale.
Today was a fairy tale, you were the prince. I used to be a damsel in distress. You took me by the hand and you picked me up at six. Today was a fairy tale. Today was a fairy tale. Today was a fairy tale, I wore a dress. You wore a dark gray t-shirt. Told me I was pretty when I looked like a mess. Today was a fairy tale. Time slows down whenever you're around. But can you feel this magic in the air? It must have been the way you kissed me. Fell in love when I saw you standing there. It must have been the way. Got a smile, takes me to another planet. Every move you make, everything you say is right. Today was a fairy tale. Today was a fairy tale. All that I can say is now it's getting so much clearer. Nothing made sense till the time I saw your face. Today was a fairy tale.
extraordinària aquesta cançó que hem recordat des d'aquest 2010 de Taylor Swift, Today Was a Fairy Tale. Acabarem aquesta segona part que hem dedicat a cantants solistes femenines amb una cançó de l'àlbum To Get To You, una col·lecció de grans èxits de l'any 2000 a càrrec d'una de les meves artistes predilectes de sempre, Lori Morgan, nascuda com a Loretta Lynn Morgan, un 27 de juny del 1959 a Nashville, a Tennessee, casada amb tres diferents artistes de country, Keith Whitley, John Randall i Sammy Kershaw. Més de 3 milions de còpies venudes arreu del món de les seves cançons amb una discografia que va començar per aquesta nadiua de Nashville, a Tennessee, filla de George Morgan, doncs que va començar força aviat. Recordem que era bastant jove quan va editar el seu primer àlbum, 1989, el Leave the Light On. D'ella sentirem la cançó que es diu I Was, You Had to Be There.
Hello, honey. How was your day? Well, you're sure in a good mood tonight. Oh, by the way, I was downtown this afternoon, and I saw the most amazing sight through the window of a small cafe. I saw a man and a woman holding hands, and they looked so in love it took my breath away. Can't you see it? Don't you understand? Well, I guess you had to be there. Guess you had to be there. You really had to be there. Some things you just can't explain. It's just not the same. I guess you had to be there. And as I watched you with your new love,
El Club del Country, portant cada setmana el millor de la música americana des del 1987.